Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We are so grateful you are here, that you're showing up, that you are listening in, that you're participating in consciousness and evolution and in liberation. It's not easy work. And we are so deeply grateful and humbled to be able to do that work right alongside with you. Susan and I offer a podcast twice a week, where you can get information about the current astrologies, practices that come up, tarot cards that come through, images, and practices that help keep us on our journey within consciousness. If that feels useful, know that there's an additional platform that is also available to you. That's betheevidence.live. And in that platform, we offer weekly live calls where you can join in to reflect on what the energies were and what they will be as the planets move and we're dealing with new astrological changes. You also receive real-time text message notifications of when things are shifting into place and ways to support yourself. And speaking of support, we also have guided meditations and presence practices that can involve food and movement and breathing techniques and focus points. There's also additional services and interactions that we are constantly unfolding. New content is always uploading. If you're interested in all this, stay tuned to after the podcast where you can find out more information about becoming a member and betheevidence.live. In the meantime, enjoy the podcast. We'll see you soon.
Right. That when we're recording, the sun is still hovering around the galactic center. But it's when this goes up, we'll be heading into a full moon. So mm-hmm. That means the sun will be clicking into Capricorn. But Jupiter and Mercury, so as we're recording, the sun is squaring into Mars and Chiron and Pisces, and Jupiter and Mercury are squaring into Neptune and Pisces. So Sagittarius versus are butting heads with Pisces. And it should be that you're open to adventure. You're open to possibility. Not just anything. Have it be based in transcendence and spirit and oneness and healing, not just dogma.
Right.
But then it's harder than it sounds to hold the note of possibility and healing as humans. I think that you can get into, well, what if I'm wrong?
That's been coming up a lot. It's not even what if I'm wrong. It's also like it's that old story, right? Of like, can I really trust myself? Can I trust what feels like transcendence? Can I trust what feels like spirit-based? Am I really like plugged in, or am I just crazy? Like,
right.
It's that piece of like, what if I am all wrong? What if this is all a charade? What if it's like all made up and I am just like the one that's late to the party and have no idea until like it's too late?
So I think the way to handle that is to lean into what you know.
Right.
We know things like the way you talk to water changes its structure.
Right.
We know that clean food literally is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we have the ability to evolve and solve problems with the more information we have. These are real things. These are not fairy tales. And then astrologically, it would be, I think, extremely egoic to look at the galactic center. In astrology, it's the eye of God, or the vision that spirit consciousness has for humanity.
Right.
And go, I'm not buying it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Consciousness. You don't know what you're talking about. No. Don't you have to lean into, well, there's got to be something here.
I mean, I am operating under, yes, I have to. I don't feel like I have another choice, but to believe that there has to be something here. I know that there's another choice available to be like, quit, turn around, tuck tail, run back to all forms of perceived safety, right? Return completely to the predictable, to the structure, to the patriarchy, the paradigm, the things that I've been told my whole entire life will be the place that I am safe, right? Like return to my cage. Like that's also equally on the table when you are in this real fucking uncomfortable place of like, am I just all wrong or am I walking directly into my liberation?
We're going to be talking about this in the live calls for 2019 with the members of BeTheEvidence.live because yep. 2019 is lit up with this exact thing. Mm-hmm. Of you have to leave what you think you need in order to be protected. You have to leave what they told you. Mm-hmm. You have to leave the unlocked cage and go out in vulnerability and trust that if you're connected to spirit and something higher than dogma, something higher, something transcendent, something that feels like expansion into evolving higher, then that's where you go. Right. Go do it. And I think people want guarantees that it's not going to be hard.
Yeah, we want the stamp that says 100% effective. You will make your way to liberation. 100% guaranteed. Check mark next to it.
Right.
Like, it won't be that rough. And there's nothing that's like that at all. Mm-mm.
But history is made by people who do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're here making these choices today because other people said, all right, fuck it. Let's do it.
Right.
Bold choices. That if you look back in history, you go, oh my God, they must have thought that they were losing their minds.
Completely. So my son listens to this like scientific discovery thing, podcast, right? And the other day they were talking about Japan's science, like their NASA, right? And they're talking about creating an elevator system from the Earth to all of the planets that we can access to move supplies up and down for the astronauts because it's so expensive to put it on a spaceship and fly it through the Earth. It's fly it from the Earth up to the atmosphere, right? And deliver it to other planets. And so they're talking about like in the next 30 years, there's going to be this elevator system that exists to move supplies. And I'm like, who would have thought about this stuff? Like an elevator system? To connect me to Neptune? Like, what?
Yeah. They're in real time today. Right. They're printing in 3D printers organs. Working yes. organs, not plastic ones. Real ones.
Right. This crazy stuff.
Who said we can print one?
Right. And you know when they were coming up with that concept, it was met with the same sort of stuff that we're going through. Of like, are you crazy? That can't be done. Who does that? That's an absurd idea. You've lost it. You're off your rocker. Absolutely not. You can't trust that. That will never be accomplished. That there's never going to be enough money. There's never going to be enough wherewithal. You won't ever have the resources. You don't have the knowledge. There's always that type of shade being thrown.
Every single time someone said, okay, I'm going to do it myself.
Yep.
I'll find my own money. People are like, I'm not going to sponsor that. Fine. Don't.
Right.
I'll sell candy bars. I don't give a shit.
Right.
They find the money somehow. Right. They find the time. They do it in their basement. They do it all hours of the night because they're working during the day.
Right.
Because they believe in it so much that their vision is transcendent enough that they're like, I can't let this go.
Right.
I can't. And I'm not going to.
Right.
And then you look up and people are like, wow, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're facing. Yep. Whether it's taking a jackhammer to what you know about marriage or moving away from your small hometown or finding an entrepreneurial way of earning a living instead of staying at Walmart, right. Whatever it is, it depends on where this is happening in your chart. Mm-hmm. It depends on where Capricorn and Cancer are in your chart and where Sagittarius and Pisces are. Wherever it is, you're going to have to. Well, you don't have to, but the energetic pressure is mounting for you to go your own way.
Whew, it feels like vice grips. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend the other day, yesterday, she was like, you feel like you can't get things out fast enough. Because I'm like, I feel like if the pressure just keeps on mounting. And I know this is one of those things that we're going to continue to talk about as we go into the 2019 calls for the next 2 weeks. But like, it feels like it's that make or break time. You know, it's like that. It's like the time where you choose and then you, okay, we're going forward now. There's no going back. Like, this is just what's happening. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
And we've been programmed to rely on rules, traditions, permission, mm-hmm. institutions to tell us whether or not it's allowed. Mm-hmm. And you have to do it even if no one is telling you it's okay.
And then that means you're facing your own deepest demons and shadows. When you are going into, nobody's giving me permission to do this. I don't have the stamp of approval. I've been always told I have to have the stamp of approval by my partner, by the government, by my parents, by society, right? Then you get to go head to head with your own demons of like, who the fuck do I think I am?
Who do I think I am? Mm-hmm. I lean into examples of people who have done it themselves.
Right.
And then I go, well, God, they were just a human. I can do it, right?
Right.
But then maybe we should take it further. Maybe we should take it further into people like our children. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to tell the story of, and then we did it anyway.
Yep.
And they'll be like, oh yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we did it anyway. I feel deeply compelled to literally be the evidence that it's possible.
You and me both. Yeah, I don't want to, I mean, this is just me being personal, like being human as a mom. I sure as shit don't want to sit my son down one day and be like, well, I decided I was going to leap. And so I did all of these really extreme things. And then at the final hour, when it got really, really intense and I was in my head doubting whether or not I could ever make it. You know what I did? I turned around.
I quit.
I went back to safety. But I want you to not ever do that. I want you to be liberated. I want you to achieve that. I think as practitioners, like as people that sit with other people, this is one of those beautiful places of mutual healing, right? If I can sit and be with another person and recognize that I want you to heal. I want you to liberate. I want to help in any manner I can for you to transition into that place where you feel infinite, where you're able to access your source energy again, where you feel there is possibility and you're seeing it paying off in front of you. If I can hold that hope for you, then I equally have to hold the same hope for me. I have to do the same things as being the evidence of this is what we are talking about. I can't be a figurehead of liberation if I'm not also walking hand in hand with like the darkest shadows I've ever sat with.
Right. And I mean, because what would happen if we all said it's too hard?
Right.
What if we all said, and I'm out?
Yep.
I'm out.
Done.
Then the collective itself will not go up. Mm-hmm. It requires individuals to be brave in vulnerability and go, all right, we're going to try it. We're going to try going outside of what they tell us is the parameters of what's possible. We're going to try it.
Yep.
That's the full moon. You have to be brave in your vulnerability and go, all right, let's do it. Let's try something new.
Yeah. Speaking of the full moon, I just want to like, for anybody that's interested in figuring out or hearing what your extended sun sign is and how it impairs with this full moon, that's offered for all of our members under the BeTheEvidence.life.
Yeah. We extend this out to all 12 signs with Tarot too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's that piece of like, Yeah, standing in your ability to heal. Man, it sounds good. It sounds like cherry pie. I'm like, yeah, I want to eat some of that. I want to have some of that, please. And then the vulnerability. And like, it's tiring. My spirit feels tired by constantly being up against this, but can I trust myself? Am I missing something? Is this me making it all up? I don't know if it's safer for me to turn around. Like, that wears on you time and time and again. And it's also just part of like the energies that we're in right now. So it's either, I feel like we sharpen the knife of, nope, I'm walking towards liberation. And if that means I have to cut away the fact that like I've learned how to not trust myself to stay small, then that's what I'm cutting away. Here we go.
Right. That's the thing that keeps me in it is you got to know, you have to know, understand that message of you cannot have your own authority about how your life is going to go. You cannot make decisions for yourself. You cannot make up your own rules. No, it is not allowed. Mm-hmm. That is done on purpose.
Yep.
To keep you dependent, to keep you from leaping, to keep mm-hmm. you from creating outside of a system that is trying to have its own power and control over everyone. This is done on purpose. It's not a story. It's right. Real.
Right. Yep. This morning, for all of our members, I draw a card of the day of the energies that are exhibiting. And this morning, the card was about, it was the card, the devil card, and about all of the places that we've bought into lies, into deception, and into stories that are meant to keep us small, into institutions and into social structures, right? Like into jobs, into relationships, into all of it that are meant to keep us small. And now like we're being presented with the opportunity of cutting it off and really getting to the source of the lie and saying, nope, you don't have my permission today to participate in it. I have like a real, you know, human in the United States example of this. So I had ordered my son's some jeans and I needed to take them back. And I had to go to the mall to take them back. And I despise the mall for 1,001 reasons, the fluorescent lights, the energy zap. I can't handle it. Like I'm really too sensitive to go into this situation. So it takes me a while to work myself up to even be able to step foot there. Like there's parking garages. It's the whole thing. I can't handle it. I get in and then immediately I'm in like la la land, triggered, materialistic, consumer, Christmas, you have to buy everything in order to have anybody's love. Nobody's going to value you unless you're getting the brand new clothes, that sort of stuff. And like, I'm walking through and I'm hearing, oh, but you should, that sweater would look really good on you. Like you should go look at that sweater. Oh, but you need more makeup. You should buy more makeup. Oh, your family, you know what? They need those new shoes. That's what you should do. And like hearing this and then being like, is this really the life that I want to participate in? Is this, and having to walk myself constantly through this conversation because it's that ingrained, right? It's the fact that like, I can't even walk through the mall without having this bombarding of, I need all of these things in order to make myself feel alive, in order to make myself feel valuable, and having to be conscious enough to be like, is that really true? Do I need a brand new sweater? Pretty sure I have sweaters in my closet at home that are perfectly good. I'm okay. It's tiring.
And it's on purpose.
Yeah.
It's on purpose. Literally, right. We're being siphoned off of for our labor and our consumption, and it's on purpose. Yep. We are being controlled. Mm-hmm. It takes brave vulnerability to go, no, I'm out. It's like no joke. I was saying earlier, like The Matrix is a documentary.
Yep.
It takes an enormous amount of concentration to unplug and go, no, I'm out. You cannot siphon off of me anymore.
Yeah. And then I think what I'm realizing though, is it's not like my perception of it was sort of like, you know, in the Matrix where they unplug at the base of the skull, right? The like, I thought, okay, when I unplug, it's just one plug. I don't have, I'm, that's it, right? Like, that's the only way I've been bought into this system of suppression and of pillaging off of me, right? But what I'm recognizing is that there's tentacles that are all up and down, right? That me pulling out one exposes that there's five more for me to pull out. That it's not this just continuous, like, okay, I'm going to rip one time and then I'm good. I'm liberated. I'm free. No more of that pulling at me. Nope. It requires, I'm weeding my garden. I'm weeding my garden. That's exactly what's happening.
I have a similar feeling. My feeling is that it's gotten into our bones.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our bone. How do you get something out of your bones? Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. It's everywhere.
Yep.
It's everywhere. And I think that we'll learn more as we go through, in particular, 2019 into 2020. But I think that the way that we go forward in our vulnerability is really to connect more and not less. That it's not just about finding yourself, it's about finding each other. That it's about building webs that feel like home. It's reestablishing what it's like to be alive. Mm-hmm. Reestablishing. I mean, Uranus is going to go into Taurus. We're going to start creating things that are beyond our comprehension right now.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, it's, I've been in a kind of a rabbit hole of charts lately, getting ready for our 2019 call. You can just keep going. I mean, you can look at charts for 20 years from now and be like, oh, wow, look at that. Mm-hmm. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going.
Right.
And so I think that the way that we build a solid momentum going forward is to own our vulnerability, and in owning that, we have to recognize that we need each other. Yeah. We need shared resources. We need support. We need, hey, are you okay?
Yep.
We need to acknowledge that we're vulnerable and not deny it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard to go?
Definitely snorted right there. I'm like, yeah, no, super easy, Susan. I was listening to a series of healing recordings this morning, and that was the final message, was about how, what would it take to own your vulnerability as a way to recognize your infinite healing? And being willing to be so vulnerable that you do not carry barriers and boundaries, and like, that are out of a place of, oh, I have to believe in somebody else and what they're telling me, right? Like, that are out of a place of needing somebody to dictate your life, or a society to dictate your life, or an institution to dictate your worthiness, right? What if we could lead from a place of vulnerability? What would that look like for a collective consciousness if we were all operating under that space of, look, I'm in a real messed up place and I need to share that with somebody? Or, hey, this is my skill set. Do you have something similar that we could trade? Or could we do something where you're equally benefiting off of what I have, right? To be that vulnerable with one another and that exposed. Isn't that truly liberation?
Yeah, I think it's being, you've got to get real comfortable with saying things like, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
or I'm scared,
mm-hmm.
or can't figure this out, or do you guys feel this way? Because this is how I feel. And other people right. go, oh my God, me too.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's not vulnerable as in taking unnecessary risks or right. risks that are going to damage you or hurt you. Or recklessness. It's in like cracking open your sternum and opening.
Mm-hmm.
Opening a open, instead of being under outside control that keeps you in lockdown.
Right. Yeah, it's embracing the story of your humanness.
Right. And healing it too. I mean, it's The North Node is where we're supposed to be heading.
Right.
The North Node was in Leo for 18 months. Now it's in Cancer. It was light up your heart again. And now it's open up and recognize that you need care and that you have care to give. Mm-hmm. Healing our humanness, because that's been snuffed out by outside control on purpose. And that's how we rage against it. Right. Is going, no, I'm going to reestablish my humanness again.
Susan and I are really grateful that you're here and that you're showing up. And as part of our gratitude, we're really committed to building the BeTheEvidence.live community platform that we've launched. This is a place where we have ongoing content being created. Currently, we have text message notifications going out of astrological changes. There's guided meditations. There's recipes. There's presence practices. There's tarot cards being pulled. There's live calls. And there's a lot more than that. This week alone, we have launched two new applications that we're really thrilled about and are actually pretty timely. The first being that every time we record a podcast, which so far is every Tuesday and Thursday, there's an extended section for our members only that covers sun signs. So you get not only information specific to your sun sign and the energies that we're looking at, you also get a tarot card speaking to the energies that we're walking into. We're preparing for 2019. And in doing so, Susan and I have been looking at what the astrology holds for 2019 and how to best prepare. To support our community members, we are holding two live calls. Those are happening this week and next week. And if you're a member, you can get on the call with us and talk about what's the astrology for the coming year. What do the energies hold? What intuitive hits are coming through? What cards are relevant? What are the messages that we need to hold on to? We're really committed to supporting everyone and ourselves through this work because we find it so important of being the evidence, using our voices, and speaking out for liberation and healing. We're really grateful that you're here with us, and we would love to also see you within the BeTheEvidence.live.